The Contest, story by Carmel Riley, illustrated by Christina Meeson. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Arachne was a talented young spinner and weaver. She had learned all she knew from her teacher, Athena, the Greek goddess of arts and crafts. Arachne made the most wonderful fabrics and tapestries that were not only beautiful, but were used like paintings to tell stories. Unhappily for her, she was proud and stubborn, and it was only a matter of time before she and the powerful and equally proud and stubborn Athena clashed.
That's lovely work, my dear.
Yes, I'm pleased with it. I think it's the best thing that's ever been done in this workshop.
What? Better than the goddess Athena's work?
Yes. Look at this and tell me it's not better than Athena's work.
It's not a good idea to boast that you are better than a goddess. After all, she did teach you everything you know.
I'm not boasting. I'm telling the truth. I taught myself most of this. See how original my work is. Athena has never done anything like this. If we had a contest now, I would win.
The heat of the day died down. The sky grew dark, and a wild wind whipped through the room. The ground beneath the workshop began to shake, as though an earthquake was about to hit.
What's going on?
As everything settled again, Arachne looked up to see that the old woman had disappeared. In her place stood the goddess Athena, who stared angrily down at Arachne.
So, you think your work is better than mine? You think that you, a simple human, are better than me, a goddess?
Oh! I have become a better weaver than you, my teacher. Look at my beautiful work. Look, you can't deny it.
I'm sure that most people would not agree.
Huh. You have no idea.
I'm not afraid of Athena. She wants me to be afraid, but I won't play her game. I am so sick of gods thinking they can boss humans around.
Well, let's have a contest. You'll see then that people think I'm better than you are.
I will take up your challenge. But remember, no one ever beats a goddess, Arachne. No one.
Arachne decided to weave a huge tapestry that would show the stories of gods and humans since the beginning of time.
Soon they will all see how good I am.
Arachne wanted everyone to see how her weaving could make the scenes come alive. Athena, however, had decided on something quite different for her tapestry. At the time, she was also in competition with Poseidon, another Greek god, to become the ruling god of the city. She decided to show in her tapestry how she was going to win that competition.
They will see how powerful I am. They will know that I am the right god to rule this city.
Look at her fine work.
I like her confidence. I'm going to vote for her.
Me too.
Months later.
This is my best piece ever.
Wonderful, Athena.
We vote for you, Athena, goddess of our city.
Let's call our city Athens in her honour.
Yes, Athens for Athena. Athena asked Arachne to her home to look at her tapestry.
So, what do you think, Arachne?
It's lovely.
But not as lovely as mine. Ha! Just as I won against Poseidon, I will win against you too.
When Arachne returned to the workshop, she was determined to do even better with her work.
I cannot believe how terrible those gods are, how they play with us. I will teach that Athena a lesson. I will make sure everyone who sees my tapestry knows how mean the gods are and that Athena is the worst. That is so beautiful. It tells such a wonderful story. It's true, the gods often treat us very badly.
Let's see now who people will vote for. Me with my beautiful work and my true story, or her?
So, whose is best? Arachne's work is good. But so is yours, Athena. Oh, we can't decide.
Leave us. We need to speak to each other alone.
My work is best.
You have insulted the gods with this work.
What? You're just jealous. You want an excuse to say it's not as good as yours.
No, no, no!
You've destroyed my beautiful tapestry, and I can see that you're going to destroy my life.
If you love weaving that much, I will make you into a creature who does nothing but spin and weave. And your children and their children will all do the same forever and ever.
Today, the children of Arachne can be found everywhere, in the corners of windows and in the branches of trees. They keep far away from other creatures. Instead, they spend their time spinning the finest of threads and weaving the most beautiful and delicate of materials, webs, to catch their prey.